Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. Once upon a time, there was a great tzaddik named Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch, also known as the Tzemach Tzaddik. He had a son who later became the next Rebbe, whose name was Shmuel. He became known when he grew up as the Rebbe Marash. In those days, the Rebbes of Chabad lived in the town of Lubavitch, which was a little town, about 80 families, and there were not enough families there to support a bookstore. So there was no bookstore in the town of Lubavitch. So how did people get new Sfarim, new books, new Jewish books? A bookseller would come through every few weeks or month or so, and he would bring all the new books that had been printed, and people would buy the books. So, of course, the bookseller, whenever he came to Lubavitch, he would always go to the Rebbe's house, and he would offer his books for sale. One time, when the bookseller came to the town, Shmuel, who was only a boy at that time, was, I don't know exactly how old, he asked his father, the Rebbe, could he please have some of his allowance in advance? That means that if he got paid a certain amount of allowance each week, he was asking his father, could he have some weeks in advance so that he would have enough money to buy new books, new Sfarim. So his father said, well, do you know all the Sfarim that you have already? Do you know all the books already that you have? Have you learned them all? Do you know them well? So the boy said, but Tati, I see that you bought a few boxes full of books, and you already have thousands of Sfarim. He couldn't imagine that his father knew all the Sfarim by heart already. Do you know them all by heart? He asked his father. Test me, the Rebbe said. So Shmuel went over to one of the shelves, and he picked out a book from one of the lower shelves, and he said, this is such and such book. What page are you open to? Asked the Rebbe. It's page whatever, he said, 201, or whatever page it was. The Rebbe began to say exactly the words of that page, and he read line after line after line. It was actually a book of diktuk, a book that teaches us the grammar, the rules of changing the words to show that it's more or less, one or more, but all different rules about how the words of Torah are arranged. And he said all the lines on that page by heart. Then Shmuel picked up another book off the shelf, another book from someplace else. And he said, this is so-and-so book, and it's page so-and-so. And the Rebbe again read through as if he was looking at the book itself, but of course he wasn't. He was just remembering. And he went down the whole page, saying everything which is written on that page. And then Shmuel took a different book and another book. And each time that he picked up any book off the shelf, thousands and thousands of books, picked off any book off the shelf, tell his father what book is and what was, what page he was open to, his father would right away be able to say by heart, as if he was reading the book in front of him, all the words on the page. And so this gives us a little bit of an idea of the great, great, great Torah knowledge that our Rebbe has. Way more than an ordinary person could possibly learn in a whole lifetime. That when a tzaddik is able to when a tzaddik speaks and teaches, he has in his mind all the books of the Torah as if they were open in front of him, as if he is reading them right out of the book. Therefore, it's a very, very big gift that Hashem gives us, that we have sometimes the opportunity to know about or hear about or perhaps even see a true tzaddik, because it reminds us of how Hashem is really here in our world. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.